Welcome back to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Io Tappa, one of two Grade 1 winners for jockey Joe Talamo this past Saturday at the Great Race Place in Arcadia, California, and the 24-year-old native of Marrero, Louisiana, joining me now on the Equine Forum. Joe, two Grade 1s. That's a pretty good day, my friend.
Yeah, that was a fun day. Very fun.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time here today. Now, I read somewhere that you've done that before. You've won two Grade 1s in the same day.
Yeah, I was very fortunate when I was an apprentice rider in 2007 at Hollywood Park. It was actually the Vanity on Neshoba's Key. That was my first Grade 1 I've ever won. And two races later, I won another one, the Grade 1 Triple Bend on Isla. So that was a great day.
Yeah, and you said you didn't think you'd have to wait, seven more years to do it again, but those things aren't easy to do.
No, well, actually, they misquoted me. I said I never thought I'd do it again, much less earlier, you know. But no, I've just been so fortunate to get on good horses like that.
Now, let's start with, obviously, in the Shoemaker Mile. He went very quick, but I was shocked when I saw the fractions because he always looked like he was just well within himself.
Yeah, he's probably one of the fastest milers I've ever sat on. I mean, that 44, that felt like about 46. You know, he's got such a high cruising speed, and what's amazing, he's able to kick away again after going those fractions. You know, so I mean, he's just an amazing horse to sit on, and like I said, and whenever them horses run with him, I mean, it's just kind of impossible for him to keep going just because he's able to sustain that run even though he goes that quick.
Does he feel like he's 100% back to you?
I'm sorry?
Does he feel like he's 100% back to where he was, you know, going into last year's Breeders' Cup, say? Is he 100% back right now?
I think he's even better, to be honest with you. I mean, his last two races, I thought, have been the best races since I've been on him, really. I mean, I've been riding him, I think, about 2 years now, and he's 6 years old. And I told Phil D'Amato the other day, I think he's better now at six than he was at four. That horse just keeps amazing me. It seems every time he really never runs a bad race. Every time he goes out there, I mean, he runs as hard as he can.
How about Io Tappa? You come up with Io Tappa later on. She covers the mile and an eighth in 147.64. It's the fastest winning time since 1997, and all she does is win by more than 10 lengths. Did you have any idea that it was that kind of effort when you were sitting on her?
Yeah, I mean, we thought she'd run a big race that day. She absolutely loves Santa Anita. I mean, if you look at her race record, she's never been worse than second there, and she ran a good race to Beholder in the Santa Anita Oaks. We definitely knew she had it in her, and really set up good. I mean, I know that the fractions were pretty quick, 22:46 for that distance, but she was doing that well within herself, and ran a turn. When the two horses kind of left her alone, she actually took a couple breathers and was able to kick away, and she impressed me a lot the other day.
Is she that much better than those other horses, or was this just a day when she was unbeatable by anybody?
Well, she's a nice filly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she's better than them every day, but I mean, John Sadler's done a great job with her, just keeping her going, keeps her fresh. And I tell you what, if she can keep running like that, we should definitely have a good shot in the Breeders' Cup this year at Santa Anita.
Who's usually the first person to text you when you have a big day like that?
Usually my mom and my girlfriend Elizabeth are the first ones. But they're the first ones to text me on a bad day, so that's good too.
Yeah, they have to keep you in line.
Oh, yeah. No, they're on, for better or worse, they're always there.
So you have a commanding lead now with, about 8 days left in the meet. You're up by 10. I guess it's a little bit less than 8 days, actually, but you're up by 10 over Tyler Bayes. How much emphasis do jockeys put on being the leading rider at a meet?
It's big, not only just for a meet, but really just for your resume, especially out here. I mean, it's so tough to be leading rider out here just because we don't have the influx of horses like everywhere else, you know. So it's definitely you got to kind of grind it out every day and just hope for the best, you know. But, I mean, we still have 8 days left. Anything can happen because Tyler Bayes, he rides a lot of live horses every day, and he's a great rider as well. So, I mean, it's nothing for him to win two or three a day for a few days. I'm definitely just going to have to keep focused, keep riding hard. But, I mean, you know, whether I get it or not, I just – every day I just go out there, try my best, and try and win as many races as I can.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is it possible to blow a 10-win lead at this point?
Oh, anything can happen, and especially in sports. I mean, I could go 0 for 50, and he could go 12 for 40. So, I mean, anything can happen. I know at Hollywood Park last year, I had a lead of about 6 wins and ended up losing, but I mean it can happen, you know. But you know what? I feel good either way because I Saturday I won 4 races and I rode the same net day as I did another day where I lost 10 races in a row, you know. So I mean for me it's just a matter of putting all my horses in a good spot, and if they fired, it's good. If not, then you know just turn the page and go to the next day.
Yeah, you mentioned Hollywood Park and the lead that you had there last year. That one stung a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I would have loved to have been the last jockey to be leading rider there, but I went down swinging. I had some great trips, put all my horses in a good spot, just didn't. A couple of them didn't fire, and a couple of Edwin Maldonado's, the Peronos, did, you know. But, I mean, that's part of the game. You know, that's the game we live in. And you know what? It stung a little, but the next day I turned the page to Delmore, where we was at, and just keep moving forward.
Talking with jockey Joe Talamo on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Who's your biggest rival?
Probably Rafael Bayerano and Tyler Bays. I don't really. I'm gonna tell you, everybody out here, it's a tough jockey colony. You know what I mean? It seems if you could be in the top 10 every meet out here, you're doing something right. Because like I said earlier, we just don't. We don't have that many horses, you know. So it's a, it's a big grind every day. I'm out there in the morning 7 days a week, even on off days, just working as hard as I can. And there's a lot of good jockeys out here, but I love it. I mean, it keeps me working hard, and I'm always trying to better myself.
If you're out there on the off days too, doesn't that cut into your golf time?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm up to a 15 handicap now, so that's no good.
Yeah, you might want to spend a little more time on the course.
Nah, business first.
Joe Talamo here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Joe, I talked to Sean Bridgemahan last year before he became leading rider at Churchill, and he was very superstitious. He wouldn't do a formal interview like this because he was afraid that it would jinx him. Do you have any superstitions?
Not really. I've seen about everything happen as far as winning and losing. So, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But, I'm just fortunate to be in this situation. I know a lot of guys would give a lot. So I'm just fortunate and blessed to be right here.
Being from Louisiana, you grew up idolizing Eddie Delahousse. Do you get to sit down and talk with him very often?
Actually, he came to my house yesterday. He gave me a propane tank and a crawfish boiler because they're actually moving back to Louisiana. And I tell you what, Eddie's a great guy. Him and his wife, Miss Juanita, have invited me over a lot for dinner. So I see Eddie a lot, and he's at the track in the mornings a lot too. And he's just a great guy. I mean, you would never know he is who he is just because, I mean, he's so down to earth. I mean, he'll walk up and talk to anybody, any fan, and just an all around great guy.
What's that like to have your idol come over for a crawfish boil?
Pretty cool. I'd have never thought that growing up, you know. But like I said, I'm just so fortunate and blessed. If you'd have told me 7 years ago I'd be in this position, I'd have just laughed, you know. So I just feel very fortunate.
What are the conversations like with Eddie when you do get a chance to talk with him?
He's great. A lot of advice, you know. He always reminds me how young I am because it feels like I've been riding 20 years and it's been 7 just because the days just kind of fly by so fast, you know? He just says, you know, you're young, just keep working hard, ride hard. And he said, things will come, you know, and he's right. I mean, it seems the harder I work, the luckier I get, you know? So that's kind of been my motto.
You know, one thing that's always impressed me about you, Joe, is that, you know, when we sat down together, and you remember this, we sat down when I was at Louisiana, and we were at the fairgrounds to cover the Louisiana Derby 7 years ago, and you were an apprentice rider then, and you haven't changed one bit, and you've remembered exactly where you've come from this entire time, no matter how successful you've been. And I think that's a great credit to you, my friend.
No, absolutely. And you know what? All the credit goes to my parents for that. I mean, they definitely raised me right. And at a young age, I can remember my dad just always saying, whatever you put in is what you get out. And I mean, he kind of distilled a real hard work ethic in me at a young age, you know. And I mean, to me, I think that's what's helped me my whole career. You know, I've never really thought of myself as, you know, the best rider or something like that. But I always knew in my heart that I could outwork anybody. And I think just that alone has helped me a lot.
What are some of the goals that you still have set for yourself and things that you want to accomplish?
I think one of my biggest ones would be to win the Kentucky Derby. I think any jockey, that's their dream and goal, you know. But I mean, it's not only is it hard to win, it's so hard to get there, you know. I mean, there's only 20 horses that are in the starting gate, and I mean, there's 1,000 jockeys around the nation, you know. So I mean, it's so hard just to get there. But I mean, I was fortunate enough to ride Sydney's Candy in it in 2009, the year after I went Revenge Grad. So it definitely feels good to get there, but to win it, I think that would be unbelievable.
Have you already started looking for your Derby horse for next year?
Yes and no. It's still early, but you know what? Things can change so much in this game. I just kind of take it day by day. Like we were talking about earlier, I mean, there's still 8 days left to go for this meet, so I'm really just taking it day by day. Anything can happen, and you know, I learned at a young age, there's no, it's not over till it's over. You know, you can have a horse scratch in a heartbeat. You can win or lose in a heartbeat. So I think it's real important just to kind of take this game day by day, because it's definitely the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, you know.
Well, Joe, after things wrap up at Santa Anita, racing will head to Los Alamitos for the first time. And I read a quote somewhere where you said that you were excited for the meet and you think it will be a rider's track. What does that mean?
Well, just because I think it's the longest stretch in America now, that they said the stretch is actually longer than a quarter of a mile. So you definitely have to ride a very patient race in the back stretch. Unless you could see it from a head on, it's kind of like an L shape. It goes straight and then it actually veers out about two or three lengths. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think you're going to see a lot of horses maybe getting in tight or even checking a little bit going into the turn there, because it's very unique. You know, if a horse is in the two or three path down the backside, by the time he gets to the half mile pole, he's actually on the rail, even if you draw a straight line, because the rail veers out a good bit. So it's going to be interesting, the tactics riding it. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the fans are going to like it. Just because with long stretches like that, you're going to see a lot of horses come from dead last and get up and win, you know. And I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, you're right about it being the longest stretch in the country, but you're no stranger to that, because Fairgrounds has that extremely long stretch as well. Does that give you an advantage going to Los Al, knowing that you've already kind of mastered a track like Fairgrounds?
Well, I don't know about mastered, but I think it helps, but again, you know what? Everybody kind of knows it anyway, and I think it's going to be interesting. Especially the first couple of days, because I've worked a few horses over it, and they get over it real well. But until you run races and kind of see how the track's playing, we're not going to know. I mean, who knows? Speed might be real dominant, you know. But it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I'm real excited to get there.
He's jockey Joe Talamo here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Joe, like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It's the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle, so we'll get that out to you. And can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with me here today. Really do appreciate it. All the best with that leading rider title at Santa Anita and moving forward, and safe trip.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much. Joe Talamo.